Simon Lamed Bay, Sif Lamed Bay. Sof Laniach Cholok Lamalaka Bay Gaga Shalabad. On the top of the tefillin, you should leave a gilyon. You should leave a blank area, which is enough so that the lamed, there should be room for the lamed sticking out of that. Shavuot says that you should leave enough to write a lamed, even if you're writing in a very small ksav, you should leave enough to write a lamed according to an average ksav. That's why Yilam's plan the Gemara. Shiagamke Mukofim Vil, and that, like we learned before, that the lamed has to be able to be in a fashion that it ends before the end of the klaf, so that you have a little klaf past the letter. The letter has to be surrounded by klaf, white klaf. The olamata on the bottom of the tefillin, on the parsha tefillin, kashirchof v'nun shuta, you have to have enough for the long letters like the end chof or end nun. Kamoban also a little bit after that, so they should have some parchment underneath it. V'tchilas v'soifan ein sof laniach lau. To the sides, you don't have to leave anything in the margins on the sides, just enough that there should be a little bit of klaf before the letters, so that the letters should be surrounded by the klaf. Ramos says, v'miyanoga v'soifan laniach sas v'tchilas v'soifan. The ma'isa o'minik is that we do leave a certain amount. The Shagur brings some people at Machma that you should have enough klaf to wrap around the whole parsha when it's wrapped up on the opening margin, but that's not the Ikir thing. So, laniach min kol teva teva kemole ois. You have to separate one word from the other, the size of a yud. The Shavuot says, a chiddush, that even if it's less than that, as long as a tinek would read it as two different words, that's good enough. V'chein ben ashitim kemole l'shita. There should be a space of a line in between every line. Mishavu says this is only by Sefer Torah and Sefer Amid Akiva Tefillin. Then Kol Ois Kemoli Chut Hasair, between every letter, Amashu, separation, or even a small separation, even Lachatchila. But the Yevon is not possible unless it doesn't look like one word; it looks like the word is split in half. Like we see in Hilchos Yodel, Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, Kam Tzorach Laniach Ma'at Cholok Bein Pasuk LePasuk. We also have to leave a separation between one pasuk and the other. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Machon Avraham and the Vilna Gaon that say that you do not have to make a larger separation between one pasuk and the other than you have to do between one letter and the other. The Eved, if he did not speak out the words as he was writing them, it is kosher.